This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Armed assailants have again attacked an Ebola treatment center in the heart of Eastern Congo's deadly Ebola outbreak. Here is AP correspondent Kara Anna.
The attacker killed one police officer, but the mayor of Butembo says security forces eventually repelled the attackers. This attack comes just days after the center was attacked in late February, and only a few days ago, the center reopened.
Kara also reports the Ebola outbreak area is sometimes like a war zone.
There are dozens of armed groups active in eastern Congo. And in addition, this region has never seen an Ebola outbreak before. So you have a population that is quite traumatized, wary of outsiders.
Nigerians are voting once again today at stake governorships in 29 of the country's 36 states. The balloting comes 2 weeks after incumbent President Muhammadu Buhari won a second term. Today's voting is considered crucial as the country's two top political parties compete for control of powerful states, some of which have budgets larger than those in some African nations as a whole. Heavy military deployment is reported in Nigeria's restive south. The electrical and communications outage in Venezuela, its worst ever, has eased, with power largely restored in Caracas. Meanwhile, the U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, is trying to counter criticism that efforts to force President Nicolas Maduro from power have stalled, and concerns that economic sanctions are hurting ordinary people, already suffering from chronic shortages of food and medicine. Abrams played down any expectation that the U.S.-led pressure campaign to oust Maduro would be quick or easy, saying, quote, "We have understood that this is a struggle in Venezuela, whose length we cannot predict." For all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com or use the VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. The White House next week releases its new budget proposal.